Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More than 9,000 Minnesotans live with HIV. Did you know that? There are 200 new diagnoses each year. Yet we have the technology to end HIV. Did you know that? Rainbow Health is hosting the 33rd annual Minnesota Walk to End HIV. Rainbow Wealth CEO Jeremy Hansen Willis joins us to talk about it on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And we are going to talk about what it will take for us to get this done. Jeremy, welcome to WCCO.
Thank you, Geraldine. Good to be with you.
You too. So I did not know that the numbers had come down to 9,000 Minnesotans. I believe it was much higher than that many years ago. Do I have that correct?
Well, certainly HIV and AIDS have changed a lot over time, and it's a much more manageable disease for many people, and we have the tools to end it outright.
So if you have the tools to end it outright, why aren't we talking about that every day, all the time? I don't understand why we stop thinking about it. We know that there are those who are living with it. We know that there are those who have taken medicines to extend their lifeline. However, if there is a cure, why aren't we, screaming this from the top of the buildings?
I ask myself the same question every day. I think part of it is that not enough people know that the tools are available. There are medicines that you can take that will prevent you from acquiring HIV that are 99% effective. And there are medications that you can take if you have HIV that will keep you healthy and bring the HIV down to undetectable levels, meaning that even if you are living with HIV, you cannot pass that on to someone else. So these are amazing technologies that can protect you from getting HIV and keep you healthy if you have HIV. So it's no longer the death sentence it was. But in addition to knowing about that, the real challenges we have are social issues, because we've made incredible medical progress and scientific progress, but that has not been matched by social progress.
So why do we still see the same number of people diagnosed if we have the technology to stop the spread of it? I mean, how does it begin? How do they walk into like a Rainbow or any hospital or any clinic or any doctor? They walk in and say, hey, I have HIV and I understand that there's a cure for it. Is the medical community very clear that there's a way to stop it, that it can be cured?
Well, certainly we need to educate more people in the public and educate more healthcare professionals. But the real barriers, as I mentioned, are the social barriers. So it's racism, homophobia, transphobia in our healthcare systems. It's lack of affordable and stable housing. It's lack of health insurance or even access to healthcare. So if you're a person who doesn't have stable housing, who doesn't have health insurance or healthcare, you're not even going to be able to see a doctor, let alone be able to get on the medications, afford the medications, and be able to stay on top of them to lead a healthy life. So at Rainbow Health, we view people holistically and not only make sure that they have health insurance and health care, but that they understand how to take care of their health, that they have financial stability, that they have a place to sleep, that's safe and stable at night. Those are the real barriers. And then, of course, the racism, homophobia, transphobia, all of the issues in our healthcare system that make it difficult for people to get the care that they need.
When I read in your notes, it says that you provide holistic support and resources for all of your clients. That is remarkable. Tell me how a holistic approach really affects those who have HIV.
Well, in Minnesota and around the country, unfortunately, HIV and AIDS has been a disease of injustice since the beginning. And so, as you know, injustice in our society means that some populations are affected more than others. So many of the people who are affected by HIV are Black, Indigenous, people of color, are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and people who have barriers in the healthcare system. So the first thing we do is work with that healthcare system to make it better for these populations. So everybody can go to any clinic, any hospital, any treatment center and get the care that they need. But in the meantime, we practice holistic care at Rainbow Health. So when someone comes to us and not only do they need information and medications about HIV, but if they don't have health insurance, we help them get health insurance. If they don't have stable housing, we can provide them subsidized transitional housing for up to 2 years. If they don't have transportation or financial stability, we can provide emergency financial assistance. We also look at them holistically, and we have chemical health programs. We have mental health therapists. So we can really help respond to the person, and oftentimes folks have multiple issues that they face. And so they may have chemical health issues. They may have mental health issues that are making it difficult for them to have a stable life. And so we try to meet all of those needs at Rainbow Health to be able to see the person as a whole person.
Mm. Tell us about when Rainbow Health started and what that time was like versus what it's like today. Because so many of us don't think about it necessarily. We don't think about HIV like we used to. Remember when people were terrified to even touch someone with HIV, let alone AIDS? It's been an incredible movement and an incredible time right now to see so many that are surviving it all. So tell me when it started, why it started, and how did it get you where you are today? How did you get here?
Well, you're absolutely right that a lot has changed. So Rainbow Health was actually founded in 1983 as the Minnesota AIDS Project. And for the first 35 years of our existence, we were focused on HIV and AIDS and ending AIDS in Minnesota. But because the disease has become more manageable, because the technology and medications are available, even though HIV was a disease of injustice on day one, it's even more so today. And so we've broadened our scope to not just be focused on HIV, but at these other health issues as well. And so we have a large mental health practice. We have COVID information and resources. And we work to not only educate healthcare professionals about HIV, but how to provide better care for Black, Indigenous, and people of color who face racism and prejudice in healthcare systems every day, and transgender people who have much higher incidence of HIV have a terrible time getting the healthcare that they need. So today we have broadened to a broader health equity agenda. But we were started in 1983 by the first Minnesotans diagnosed with AIDS at the time. Actually, the first Minnesotan was a man named Bruce Brockway, the first Minnesotan diagnosed with AIDS at the time. In just this month, 40 years ago, in April, was when Bruce Brockway was diagnosed. And so he and his friends got organized and got people together and created the Minnesota AIDS Project, which was the first and largest HIV/AIDS organization in Minnesota. And so we carry that legacy with us today and the memory of all those who have died from HIV and AIDS, but understand that the best way to end HIV in 2022 is to end the barriers and the bigotry in our healthcare system.
My goodness, well said, sir. We're going to take a break. Can you stick with me?
I sure can. Thank you.
Excellent. We'll be back with Jeremy in just a moment. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 8:21. And of course, we are talking with CEO Jeremy Hansen Willis. And it's called Rainbow Health. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but I encourage you to look into it. There is so much going on with HIV even today. And I know that we have, you know, attempted to leap mountains and the ever changing, medicine and how great things are happening right now because this virus can virtually be undetectable and untransmittable. That is remarkable. So, Jeremy, let's just talk very quickly about what that means. The medication, is it already paid for those that have HIV?
Well, if you have insurance and access to good quality care. Certainly the medications are available, but you need to have a good doctor who understands them and you need to have health insurance. And
okay,
so then barriers for a lot of people.
So then what? If they can't get the medicine, then what do you do? If you can't get the health insurance for them, what do you do?
Well, we certainly do everything we can to help them get affordable health insurance, whether through MinSure or Medicaid or something like that. We can also help them get financially stable, get them into stable housing, to help them get their lives in order. There are certainly a number of programs that help someone get insurance. So there are definitely pathways to do that. But usually what we can provide is a case manager, a medical case manager, to help that person walk through the hoops that they need to get through, the paperwork they need to fill out, and make sure that they can get to a doctor, get on insurance, and get their medication. So there are programs available, and a lot of times folks just need help to go through that process and then have other parts of their life stable, like housing and finances, and we can help in those ways also.
What percentage of clients do not reach that?
Well, our goal is to get close to 90% of the folks we work with to undetectable levels. And so then they can get HIV down to that level that they cannot transmit it to others. And that requires some work on their part and on our part.
I understand. So let's talk a little bit about...
Obviously, the goal is 100%, of course. But a lot of the folks have very chaotic lives. And if they're not stably housed, if they don't have a stable job, if they don't have other parts of their lives in order, it can be difficult. And so our case managers go above and beyond to stick with folks to make sure that we can provide as much stability to get as close to 100% as we can for all of the folks living with HIV.
Well, of course, we have to finally talk about Walk to End HIV. Now, this event is happening next Sunday?
That's right. 1 week from today, Sunday, May 15th in Minnehaha Park in Minneapolis. Right by the waterfalls. It's our annual fundraiser and a rare awareness raiser. And so the Walk to End HIV is an annual recommitment and re-education of the ongoing fight against HIV to remind folks that this is a beatable, endable epidemic, but it takes work. It takes resources to provide all of the programs that services that we provide, and we really rely on a community of support to do that. So the Walk is a fundraiser. It helps raise awareness, and it's a lot of fun. You can be outside on a Sunday, hopefully sunny Sunday afternoon in May. We have entertainment and speakers and music. We have a wellness village where you can get a massage and do some yoga. Our COVID team will be there to get resources and information and testing around COVID. So it's a lot of fun and a great way to help support our cause.
Now, this is your 33rd annual walk. That is huge. And, of course, it is also Rainbow Health's 40th anniversary, advocating for and servicing this LGBTQ plus community. That is quite remarkable, sir. It really is. And so as you move forward, can you tell us one thing that you hope to change in the next 30 years?
Well, I hope we're able to end HIV and make sure that every Minnesotan has access to not only the life-saving medications, but also the health equity access, the financial and housing stability that everyone deserves. And the walk is one way to do that. So to find out more information, you can go to mnwalktoendhiv.org or check out our website at rainbowhealth.org and make a plan to join us next Sunday or at least find out more about our work and how you can support it. Hopefully we won't have to wait 30 years or 40 years and we can end this all now if we just commit ourselves to it.
Isn't that the truth? Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I believe I have talked to you before, Jeremy. Do you remember if we had a conversation? Because I do, especially after some of the things you said tonight. So if I did get a chance to interview you before, I'm so happy that you joined us tonight. Rainbow Health CEO Jeremy Hansen Willis, give us that website one more time if people want to come for the walk or if they just want to learn more about Rainbow Health.
It's the mnwalktoendhiv.org or rainbowhealth.org. And thank you so much for having this great conversation with you tonight.
It's been a pleasure. Take care of yourself, Jeremy. Keep the work up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.